This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And while some states are trying to strengthen gun control laws following mass shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C., among other places, Missouri is going in the opposite direction. Lawmakers there passed a bill yesterday that would make federal gun laws a crime. The Second Amendment Preservation Act was passed by the Missouri State Senate and now goes to the House. For more on this, we're joined by Marshall Griffin, the State House reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. He's with us from the State House in Jefferson City. Marshall, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us exactly what this new gun control nullification bill would do if it does become law.
It does several things, but primarily the key thing is that it would declare any and all federal acts that could be interpreted as violating a Missouri citizen's Second Amendment rights to be null and void within the state of Missouri. And that includes, it says, past, present, and future acts, laws, executive orders, administrative orders, court orders, rules, and regulations. So it covers a very wide range of federal rules and regulations.
And there's talk of even, arresting federal officers who try to enforce federal gun laws?
Yes. In fact, it would be a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail if a federal officer attempts to enforce a federal gun law that the state of Missouri considers to be null and void.
Now, other states have tried to do legislation like this. They've lost in courts. Do Missouri legislators think that this is going to be different?
I think some of them, I think a few of them actually do think that it will be different, but I think a lot of them realize that this probably won't pass. But still, those that don't think that it's going to hold up in court are still doing it and are still behind it, basically just to send a message, and that is that this is the way things should be, even if they are not. Although I will say, though, that enough of them do believe that there is a chance for it to be in court, and even if they think they're going to lose, they think it's worth fighting for.
I see, interestingly, that the National Rifle Association came out against this bill.
Well, they did for a particular reason, an unusual reason. When we have a process when we pass bills in Missouri called perfection, which is basically first round approval. And during that process, amendments can be added onto a bill, and a Democrat from the city of St. Louis was able to get an amendment onto the bill that would have required a 72-hour waiting period for anyone whose gun is stolen to report that theft to authorities. And the National Rifle Association objected to that amendment being on this bill. They hadn't taken a position, yay or nay, on the bill as a whole until that amendment was placed onto it. Now, the interesting thing was that about 4 or 5 days later, the Missouri Senate brought the bill back up again for reconsideration, which means they wanted to take the chance to remove that amendment, and it was stripped off of the bill and then reapproved a second time.
Marshall, what happens now? I know that Governor Nixon, who's a Democrat, has vetoed a similar bill before.
He did, and the reasons that the governor gave was, well, number one, that it would violate the sovereignty clause of the U.S. Constitution. Maybe I'm getting that, but they would violate the Constitution of the U.S. But also, last year's bill had a provision that would make it illegal to publish the name of a gun owner. And that basically what that could have meant was is that members of the news media, myself included, could be arrested, jailed, and fined for, say, doing a news story and happening to mention that this particular person in the news story owns a gun.
Marshall Griffin, a State House reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, on this legislation that's working its way through the legislature in Missouri. Marshall, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.